What if kittens played the glockenspiel?
Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories. I'm Mr. Eric, your host, and today we're starting off with a question from a listener named Finley.
My name is Finley. I really like to read and to draw, and my What If question is, what if the world was a blank coloring book?
You know, I know someone who loves coloring books. It's Miss Lynn. Her first album, Outside the Lines, is one of my favorite albums of all time. One of my kids' favorite kids' music ever. Oh, and I forgot, we left her trapped in What If World. Okay, I didn't forget that. I had forgotten about it. So let's get her saved, and we have to just listen to one more call and question from Malcolm.
Hi, my name is Malcolm, and I like video games, and my question is, what if an Alexa took over the world? Thanks, bye.
Okay, Alexa taking over the world. We at least have a person on the inside. Maybe Miss Lynn can help us out with it. So let's find out. What if the world was a blank coloring book? And what if an Alexa took over the world?
Oh, I've been cackling for a solid week. How are you doing, Miss Lynn?
I mean, I've drunk a lot of this kathafi and I feel a little weird, but I mean, really, I would love to go home, kathuncle.
I really should have planned on how to return you to what is world, but mostly other people rescue those that I capture, so I just hadn't thought ahead. I feel embarrassed.
Ring, ding, 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 ding. Okay, hey there, kathuncle.
Oh, hey, Mama Jamma.
Oh, Miss Lynn. So what are you doing in the kathafi shop?
Kathuncle abducted me and made me answer trivia questions that were impossible to answer. And now he didn't have a plan for getting me back to What Is World. So I'm stuck here in What If World.
Kathuncle, is this true?
Well, you know, not all of them were that impossible. She needs to study up on cephalopods.
Kathuncle!
Yes! Yes, it's true. I wanted to be on Stump Mr. Eric, but then it turns out I had already been on it twice, and but I sort of forgot.
I am very disappointed in you.
No, that is the ultimate power of a Mamma Jamma.
And I'm going to take Miss Lynn to the Bakeroo factory while you think about what you've done and, you know, maybe what you could do to undo it.
I've tried to think about it for a week, but I'll...
Okay, bye, kathuncle. Very disappointed in you.
I'm really glad for the change of scenery. It's been a long week there with him in the kathafi shop. I mean...
Oh, yeah, I forgot to even get my kathafi, but, I'm sorry. I'm making this about me. We're going to get you cleaned up. We're going to get all of this slime and goop off of you. And
oh, thank you.
Actually, I know a unicorn who's perfect for the job.
Oh, I've never met a unicorn.
Miss Lynn and Mamma Jamma walked over to the Bakeroo factory, which, as you know, is the big factory where Mamma Jamma works. And they make muffin top roofs for all the houses in What If World that want muffin top roofs. And they walked over to a unicorn with a bright and multicolored mane.
Oh my goodness, you are really beautiful. It's lovely to meet you. My name is Miss Lynn.
Hi, Miss Lynn. My name is Glockenspiel.
Glockenspiel? Oh,
yes.
Oh my goodness, it's such a pleasure to meet you, Glockenspiel.
Let me get you cleaned up.
Miss Lynn, I have to admit that we're actually all big Miss Lynn fans here.
Wait, you meant the Miss Lynn? Not just any random person named Lynn, but the Miss Lynn?
Yeah, I mean, I guess so. I mean, I'm the Miss Lynn who makes music for kids under the name Miss Lynn.
Oh, my goodness.
I have to admit, I did kind of make this a little bit about myself. And don't worry, we are going to get you home. But I got this brand new Alexa. You can ask it to do things. And, you know, and so I was figuring it would play some of your songs. And it might be nice for you to meet some of your fans while you get cleaned up and eat a lovely Bakeroof muffin, you know.
It sounds like such a delightful respite after the week I've had with Kathunkel.
Here, Rob, what's your favorite kind of muffin?
How about lemon? Is that a thing in What If World?
Of course it is. We have lemons falling from the sky sometimes, depending on the day.
And the What If question.
Oh, and while you enjoy it, we'll have the What Lexa play Frosted with Sprinkles.
Tomorrow is Friday and I can't wait. Miss Lynn's coming over for a donut date.
Is this normal for the Bakeroo factory?
We trade more in muffins than in donuts.
Those look like donuts.
Yeah, because they let the rain right through the middle, and that's really not what people want in a roof.
No. Donut roof is not ideal.
Sorry, yeah, it seems that all of our roofs are turning into donuts right now.
I'm sorry, I can't focus. I'm normally a very good problem solver, but I just love this song so much that I can't stop shaking and moving. What, like, could you just please stop the music for 1 minute?
All the donuts just disappeared again.
Yeah, they turned back into roofs, so I guess no harm done. Just don't eat the middle out of your roof, and then we'll be fine. Well, you could eat yours. That one's on the house. Not literally.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, are you ready to go home, Miss Lynn?
Oh, I see what you did there, Mama Jane.
I've not actually sending you home yet. We want to listen to What Lexa, can you play Ready to Go?
I woke up one morning and opened my eyes and looked out the window to see a surprise. While I was sleeping during the night, the grass was replaced with a blanket of white.
Oh, look out the window.
It appears to be snowing.
It's snowing hard.
I love a good snowstorm, though, especially in May. Oh,
well, where I live, we can get snow in May. It's actually not that big of a deal. We get lake effect snow off of Lake Erie, but anyway.
Well, it's a big deal here. Come on, everybody. Stop doing your work and come gawk out the window at the snow.
You know, I'm not sure if that's, okay, I'll go ahead and gawk with you.
Yeah, I'm good. I don't need to look at the snow, but this doesn't seem right to me that things keep changing every time a song comes on the... I mean, did you notice that the first song was about donuts and this song is about snow and started... Anybody?
Sorry, what? I can't hear you over the sound of the deafening snow that's all the way up to our windows and...
Hey, what, Lexa? Stop playing the music.
And the music stopped just like that. And as you might imagine, so did the snow.
Yeah, Mama Jam, I think there's something wrong with this What Lexa. Every time it plays one of the songs, it's like happening in What If World.
Oh, you might say that it's behaving outside the lines, huh?
You might say that.
Oh, I've just got to listen to it. I'm just so excited to have you here. Okay, what, Lexa, can you play Outside the Lines by Miss Lynn?
I'm not sure this is a good idea.
And as the song started playing, everything in What If World became black and white drawings. Thick black lines on white backgrounds, starting to become more and more two-dimensional and less colorful, just kind of like a coloring book waiting to be colored in. Oh, this is strange. I'm feeling not as vivacious as usual. It's almost like my color is bleeding from me. And
I think that the song has turned us all into a coloring book. I think we need to turn off this What Lexa.
But then it wouldn't be playing your music, Miss Lynn.
I think we need to be willing to take the hit, Glockenspiel. I mean, would you rather listen to the music or would you rather be a coloring book? You're thinking about that way more than I expected.
Oh, fine. Oh. And Mama Gemma pulled the cord from the wall, stopping the music and What Lexa. Unfortunately, everyone and everything in What If World still looked like they were drawn in a coloring book.
Oh, this isn't good.
No, you know, I really was going to try to get you sent home after, you know, just fanning out a little bit. But now, do you think you could just help us out a little bit first?
Yeah, I can't even imagine what might happen if I try and go back to What Is World as a two-dimensional black and white drawing, so...
I know, Miss Lynn. It seems like your music is the thing that's messing everything up, which is insane because I love your music and it always makes things better. So what if you just write a song about everything getting better and normaler and all that?
Well, okay. I mean, the only song that I have about being normal is actually a song about how being normal isn't that great and it's better to be yourself. Let me think.
That's true. It is pretty overrated. I mean, I just mean like things going back to a way that isn't disrupting the entire world, you know?
Back to how they were before all this happened. I understand. I don't have my guitar. Is there any kind of like musical instrument?
You know, there's always my main. It's actually a glockenspiel. Usually I play it with my horn. I just kind of lean my head over and play it myself.
What?
Yeah.
That's super fun. And it gives me an amazing idea. What if we play just the beginning part of the What If World theme song on the What Lexa? Get the kittens here. They can play the glockenspiel. Help me write a song. Solve all this mess.
That sounds like an extremely convoluted solution, which is always the best kind in What If World.
On brand.
And so Miss Lynn plugged back in the What Lexa and got it playing the What If World theme song. Well, at least the beginning.
What if kittens played the glockenspiel?
What Lexa, stop. Hey, kittens! Let's get you over here onto Glockenspiel's mane.
Oh my goodness, these are the three cutest little kittens I've ever seen!
They're super cute.
Are you gonna be able to function with these kittens around? Because I am very distracted.
They are very floofy, I have to admit. All right, let me focus.
My mane used to be colorful, but I realize now that because it's a coloring book, it's not colorful. Hopefully the kittens can still figure out the glockenspiel. But you gotta fix this fast, Miss Lynn.
Yeah, there's a lot. Okay.
Oh, one of the kittens just went boom, boom. Miss Lynn, can you pick that up for me?
Yeah, okay.
She can't pick it up. She's gotta write the song.
Oh, you're right. Okay, I'll go find a little baggie.
Okay, I wish things would go back to the way they were before.
Maybe you could wish for a litter box just while you're wishing for things. Just not to interrupt. Sorry, you do you.
Okay, before I got abducted into What If World, and I wish there were a litter box for the... This is not working. I'm sorry.
You're right. You need to wish for cat food. They're not eating the muffins at all.
Okay, time out. I'm feeling really overwhelmed by all the sound of the kittens are making on the glockenspiel and all the things that need to be incorporated into the song. I'm feeling really overwhelmed right now, and I need to take a little break.
Talk it out, Miss Lynn. It's good to express your feelings.
Oh, Mama Jamma, this week has really been hard, and I'm missing my niece and nephew, and I'm worried because I have these shows that I need to go to play in Tennessee and South Carolina, and I...
Wait, you've got live shows coming up in Tennessee and South Carolina?
Well, only if I can get back to What Is World, though. I mean, I just...
Listeners in What Is World can attend?
They can.
And all the details will be in the show notes?
They'll be in the show notes if I can get back to What Is World. I mean, at this point, I just wish I could travel back in time to before I ever took that cup from Fred and just undo all of this.
That's it.
What's it?
We just need to play the rest of the What If World theme song. What if unicorns were real? We already got one of those.
Check.
What if you could fly?
What if you could fly?
Yep. Or...
Our travel back in time. What, Lexa? play all of the What If World theme song.
Except maybe skip the first part because we already heard that. So like fade in to a later spot. It's such a short theme song. I probably didn't need to say all that.
I could listen to it every day anyway.
So now I should be able to fly. Whee!
Oh, wow.
Here I go. Wow, flying as a two-dimensional creature is every bit as strange and wonderful as I thought it would be.
Okay, travel back in time. So I wish I could travel back in time. That didn't work.
Oh, maybe you want to move to What If World and you could play your shows here for us.
I'm pretty sure that's not what I want.
Oh, I know. Oh, I don't like saying so, but we did promise we were going to help you, and sometimes helping a person means letting them go. You should probably ask Whatlexa to do it, since they seem to be the ones, who have basically taken over the world today.
Oh, that's such a good idea. Thank you, Glockenspiel. And you know what? I appreciate your letting me go. I'm going to be sad to say goodbye to you and to you, Mama Jamma. I think you're right, Glockenspiel. Let's give it a try. Whatlexa, I want to travel back in time to before I took the coffee cup from Fred.
Bye, Miss Lynn!
Bye, Mama Jamma, bye, Glockenspiel!
Okay, see ya!
Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories. I'm Mr. Eric, your host, and today we're starting off with a question from
Hey,
a listener.
Mr. Eric! It's me, Miss Lynn!
Oh, wait. Gosh, are we supposed to do a stump Mr. Eric today?
You know what? I originally thought that we were going to do a stump Mr. Eric, but that was my mistake. I apologize. But I have some questions for you for this episode that you are recording. It is episode 283. I think notes it will say 282.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, but what do you mean?
I promise you it is really 283.
Miss Lynn, is this a time travel thing?
I mean, I don't want to make anybody's brain explode. Just please trust me. I have your best interest at heart. Let me look up these questions real quick on the computer.
Oh, yeah. Wait, this is weird. Yeah, why do I have these? Okay, so Sazzy's a former patron of the show, and Sazzy asked, what if kittens play the Glockenspiel? Oh, and Colin, another patron, has asked that question. In fact, many, many kids and patrons have asked versions of that question. All right. And let's listen to Liam's question.
Hello, my name is Liam. I'm 8 years old. I'm from Kansas City. My favorite things are my two papoos. They're my stuffed animals. And Bob George is the second, even though there was no first. He's a Lego figure that I got like a couple days ago. And my what if question is, what if everybody in What If World had a Whatlexa? It was basically an Alexa, except it took what if questions and turned them into reality.
Ah, Whatlexa. Okay.
Yep.
And then finally, we have one more question from Erin.
Hi, What If World. My name is Erin. I'm 11 years old from South Africa, living in London. My favorite things are my dogs, my fish, drawing, music, and acting. My favorite What If character is Fred the Dog. My second favorite What If character is JF Cat. My What If question is, what if all the questions in the What If World theme song came true? Thank you. Love your podcast.
Oh, well, there it is. That's the time travel, right?
You know what? I think it's better if you just listen to the episode when it comes out, Mr. Eric.
Oh, man, I don't want to wait that long.
Yeah.
Hey, Miss Lynn, it's me, Fred the Dog. I got a coffee for you, because Uncle wanted me to tell you that it's part mind control, part portal, because he has a fourth dimensional mind and understands time travel. I don't know what that means.
Thanks for the offer, but you can just take that back to Kathunkel and, let him pass it on to somebody else.
I can drink it myself.
I'm not sure that's a great idea.
Fred, come on. You're getting it all over the place. Okay, now my mind is controlled and I'm getting teleported to whatever. I'll see you next week, Miss Lynn.
Oh my gosh.
Could you just say the end for me, Miss Lynn?
The end, I think.
Don't worry, folks. I may not have a microphone in What If World, but apparently the entire world is my microphone, so I'm gonna just do a quick outro for you. Fred the Dog here to shout out Logan, age 5. He loves building things out of wood with Grandma, and he listens to What If World every day. Sounds like you have an awesome grandma, Logan. And I'd like to thank Karen O'Keefe, my co-creator, Miss Lynn, my producer, Craig Martinson for our theme song, and all you kids at home who know that helping others sometimes means letting them go their own way. And until we meet again, keep wondering.
You're listening to ICAN. Oregon Repertory Singers Youth Choir is a place to discover and develop your love of singing. You can participate in community building retreats, work with the biggest composers in choral music, and perform in exciting concerts, festivals, and tours. You can sing all school year with their community of kindergarten through 12th grade singers. You can learn about financial aid, how to enroll, and other details online at orsingers.org.